Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 8:17 now. Some bad weather will be here tomorrow morning, but they're saying primarily between 7 a.m. and noon. So let's go to today first. Highs near 80, a 40% chance for showers. We've already had some of those. Then a cool front comes in that gives us a 100% chance for rain early tomorrow, around 7 a.m. till noon. And you really do need to pay attention, because they're not just talking about a chance for tornadoes, but some very severe tornadoes. And not, you would think any tornado is severe, but those that stay on the ground for a lot longer and are a lot more powerful. And Sunday is going to be perfect. Highs of 64, sunshine. Unfortunately, Monday for the National Football College Championship game, it's going to be wet, an 80% chance for showers, and I know they have a lot of outdoor activities planned around that. So I think by now we all know that a Ukrainian jetliner crashed slash was shot down on the night that Iran launched some missiles into a U.S. Air Force base in Iraq. We're going to talk about that right now with Alan Uhrman, air safety investigator and a retired NTSB investigator in charge. So if you all have any questions, Alan's going to spend the hour with us, because this fascinates me. The way they reconstruct a plane to try to figure out what happens is a marvel to me that you all can do that. And with that, we welcome you in. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
I'm well. I don't even know how you would begin to do something like this. But let me just tell the public that, of course, we know about what happened earlier in the week. In 1988, the United States shot down Iran Air Flight 655. The military shot it down. They thought, after the Vincennes was attacked, that it was an Iranian jet that was coming. So they launched the surface-to-air missiles. President Ronald Reagan called it a terrible tragedy. And there is still doubt, I believe, as to what happened to TWA Flight 800. And if those listening are not old enough to remember, it was 1996. That was, I think, over Long Island or somewhere, Al?
Yes, it was departing from Kennedy Airport, had climbed out, similar to what we've got now, and then witnesses saw flashes of light, and it disintegrated and crashed into the ocean.
And the military, I think, in the area was conducting some kind of test during that time period?
Well, there was a lot of speculation on it, and it's still... I had very little to do with it. I was still with the safety board at the time in Miami. I had a little bit of a part playing into that. Let me just give you a brief of what I did with that, on that particular accident.
Al, I want you to take your time and teach us, because, again, this fascinates me, and I think a lot of people are wondering how the whole thing works. So go ahead.
Okay. A fellow investigator and myself were in Miami, and we went over to a Miami airport and looked at a similar 747. Our job was to check out the electrical wiring systems, which we did. Now, I have doubts about the conclusions on 800. Let me give you a fast about that. What happened, it ended up in the ocean, and a lot of it wasn't recovered. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of speculation about it. At that time, Pierce Salinger was making moves that it might have been shot down by a U.S. Navy missile test, which they speculated for a long time, and that's still a speculation about it. But the final results, and it took about 3 or 4 years, they gathered up from the ocean as much wreckage as they could get, and they reconstructed it in a hangar in Long Island. And they determined that the center fuel tank had exploded, which was proven to be the facts based on the wreckage and the impact damage they could see from the fuel tank. However, they never were able to duplicate the ignition source. They thought that the ignition source was probably some wire in a fuel probe that sparked and ignited fumes from the empty center fuel tank.
And I was going to say, but it's important that that was empty, because anybody that's fooled around with gasoline or explosives knows that the fumes of gasoline are far more, correct, explosive than is the fuel itself.
Right, and they did years of testing, but they never were able to duplicate it.
All right, let me pick it up.
Original...
Let me pick it up here. We come back, Alan, and then we'll move on to the Iranian flight and so forth. But I do know a lot of people still have doubts about that Flight 800, and it does have some similarities between this one. So they couldn't simulate with Flight 800 the electrical spark that they say caused the center empty fuel tank to explode, bringing the plane down. We'll pick it up when we come back. 822. It's time for traffic on WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker talking about air crashes specifically. And we're going to get to the Ukrainian jetliner was shot down upon takeoff in Iran. Moments either before, after, or during the attack that was taking place by the Iranians on the air bases in Iraq. Alan Yerman's our guest, air safety investigator and retired NTSB investigator in charge. And I think it's important about TWA Flight 800, Al, because it goes to the credibility of investigations in a way, does it not?
It does. But you've got to also remember that the NTSB is in charge of all accident investigations, aircraft investigations, mm-hmm. in the United States. And at any time during an investigation of an aircraft accident, it's determined that there might be some criminal activity. At that point, the investigation gets turned over to the investigating authorities of a state, or in the case of TWA 800, it was the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So they took the lead on the investigation and investigated it as a criminal activity. Now, like I stated before, what they did was get as many parts as they could out of the ocean and then reconstructed it in a hangar. However, it took them weeks to get the parts out of the ocean, and there was no exact inventory of every part being recovered. So there could be still a lot of parts that were not recovered from that accident investigation.
Opinion, would you say that one is still unsolved?
In my personal opinion, it's probably still, I would put it still undetermined. Okay, not unsolved, but undetermined, because they do know that the center fuel tank exploded. What they don't know for sure is what the ignition source was.
All right, and we also shot down an Iranian, not Ukrainian, which, let me clean this up again. This week it was a Ukrainian airliner shot down, they think, by the Iranians. But in 1988, America shot down an Iranian airliner over the Strait of Hormuz, rather, than we took credit, we took responsibility for that, did we not?
Absolutely, and from what I understand, there was a lot of payout on that one to the victims.
All right, we take a break here, pick it up, and then we will go to the, I'll try to keep it straight, y'all, Ukrainian airliner that crashed in Iran after the Iranians launched an attack on the American bases in Iraq. I think I got all of that right. We're going to take a break, come back, and if you got any questions or comments, text them to 87870. Right now, we pause for WWL First News on this college football championship weekend. And here's Dave Cohen. 8:46 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday morning, Blue Runner Gumbo Opinion Poll. With a black and gold doubter, you could be watching the playoffs this weekend. 63% are saying no, 37% saying yes. I'm not, and it's not that I'm pouting. I'm just going to do something more productive, like, I know this is going to shock the audience, read a book. Alan Yerman is our guest, air safety investigator, retired NTSB investigator in charge. I presume, Al, you've seen the footage of the Ukrainian jetliner?
Yes, I have.
Is there any doubt in your mind, just from what you've seen, that that was a missile?
Well, I'm not going to say it was a missile. I don't know that. That don't have to be looked in. But I'm going to tell you, there's no doubt in my mind that the airplane came apart at the low altitude, and that the source of the what may have caused it to come down has to be investigated. Okay. And it could either be a missile, which I'm pretty sure it is, and they've got intelligence that says that, mm-hmm. or it could have been an internal explosion, as we had with TWA-800, which we discussed before. So, again, that will have to be, they'll have to reconstruct that wreckage and find out what evidence, what physical evidence shows what may have caused the airplane to come apart.
I don't understand, and I know each crash is separate, but how you take these grids and then you take pieces, parts of airplanes, and put it back together? Do you start with a schematic of the plane? How in the world? It would just seem to me, Alan, so daunting to take pieces of a plane and or jet, whatever, and then reassemble them from the debris, and then from there determine what went wrong.
Okay, let me give you a. As I explained before with 800, that the the U.S. NTSB is in charge of all aviation accidents in the U.S. If it turns out to be criminal, we turn it over to an investigative a law enforcement agency. Now, if the airplane crashes in another country, that country is in charge of that investigation. But through the International Civil Aviation Organization, which is a UN organization with the acronym of ICAO, countries sign up to where if there is an accident in their country, they are in charge of it, but they can have parties to that investigation, and they usually invite countries that have something to do with the aircraft itself. In this case, the aircraft is manufactured in America by Boeing, so the Americans are entitled to be parties to the investigation. The Ukrainians and the Canadians had passengers on board, so they're entitled to be there, but they can send their representatives, and the Ukrainians are the Iranians are in charge. They have signed up. It's a UN organization to share safety with the aviation community, so everybody can benefit from the probable cause of the accident. So what happens is, they will invite these people, and Boeing will be part of it. The NTSB will send a representative, and then these experts from Boeing and engineers from the different countries will start make a schematic, a diagram, the accident site, and then we'll go through it and gather up the parts. The importance of having the manufacturer there, they know what their parts are. So you can pick up a part, and they can say, oh, this is part of a wing.
I got you. Okay.
Okay. And then you start putting it together, and when you get the wreckage put together, then you can start seeing where the impact damages were and line up different marks and different sections of the aircraft.
Let me jump in real quick, Al, before we run out of time. And a question I have is, what is your take, having done this for your life's work, on the fact that because it was a Boeing 737, the first thing I did was looked, it's like, well, let's see if it's a MAX Air. It was not. It was a 737-800, with which I read they had some trouble as well. When you heard about this whole Boeing 737 Air Max thing, Did it surprise you about the engineering problem or whatever it was?
Well, not really. What surprised me was that when they were putting things together, that the agencies like the FAA and Boeing that check out the keep checking it on the aircraft and the quality control of the aircraft were put in the hands of the manufacturer. And the FAA kind of put the certification process in Boeing's hands and let them do it. We've had problems in the past where, let me just go back to a value jet in Miami, that they were putting out the maintenance, but the FAA was responsible for looking things over and checking quality control and certification, and then they passed that on to the manufacturer or the airline, so they let a few things slide. That was surprising to me, that the oversight at Boeing was given off back to Boeing from the FAA.
Alan, I appreciate your time. I really do, and I hope you'll come back and join us under better circumstances.
Okay. I hope I was helpful to you.
You were, sir. Absolutely. Alan Yerman, air safety investigator and a retired NTSB, National Transportation Safety Board investigator. I don't think there's any doubt that it was a missile that brought down the
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.